In these perilous times that we're in, discernment is a crucial part of your job. Proverbs in chapter 27, verse 12 says, "The wise, shrewd person discerns the danger ahead and prepares himself, but the naive simpleton never looks ahead and suffers the consequences." Why do we easily ignore it when God has revealed something to us for our knowledge, safety, and direction? It's often because we are yet to exercise our spiritual senses to discern good and evil through the lens of the Word of God. Sometimes our minds are so crowded that we find it difficult to separate God's voice from our thoughts and the opinions of others. So whenever we have a strong knowing about a situation, we say, well, maybe I'm just overthinking things. And usually, if it's a potentially dangerous situation, God in His infinite mercies will begin to rattle our nest and also stir the hearts of other people around us to reaffirm the things that He has already revealed to us all for our redemption. So one of the ways by which we can exercise our spiritual senses is by fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit through a lifestyle of the study of the Word and prayer. The more we behold Him, the more we operate like He does. God wants to build a habitation with you and I and guide us every step of the way on our journey, and not just once in a few years, but daily. My prayer for you and I this week is that our spiritual senses are sharpened to discern between good and evil, pick up signals in the Spirit, and act accordingly with the wisdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time.